T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This is the All Local. I'm David Rankin. Shelters filled up last night. Paramedics saw a spike in calls about the cold weather. Alan Skaya says they're ready to do it again tonight as our temps fall back into the 20s again.
MedStar starts using its cold weather response protocol anytime the wind chill drops below 25 degrees. MedStar's Matt Zavodsky says they'll respond to people caught outside at a higher priority.
Be aware of wind chill. Wind like we've had for the last 12 to 18 hours can cause rapid body heat loss.
He says paramedics in Tarrant County responded to 5 people dealing with exposure to the cold between 5:30 last night and 6 o'clock this morning. 3 people went to the hospital.
Try and limit your time outside if you can. If you do know that you're going to be outside for a while, wear cold weather appropriate clothing.
We've got a list of ways people can protect against the cold and how to recognize hypothermia at KRLD.com. In Dallas, churches say they've got 2,600 beds for the homeless, and the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center will open again tonight for people with nowhere else to go. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Dallas's Dean Foods is the largest milk producer, and now it's filed for Chapter 11. The company's been dealing with falling milk sales for years. Dean says it's engaged in discussions with the Dairy Farmers of America about selling everything. Cops and Farmers Branch now have a better description of the man they say tried to kidnap a girl over the weekend. It happened Saturday afternoon. The girl told the police a man threatened her with a weapon, but she managed to get away. He's described as an Hispanic male, somewhere between 40 and 50, about 5 feet tall, medium build, gray mustache, last seen wearing a blue baseball cap, along with a blue short-sleeved shirt and jeans. Dallas Police Chief Renee Hall is set to talk crime numbers. New figures show an overall increase of 4.1%. Crimes against people up 6.5% through September, but murders are up almost 22% compared to this time last year. Back in June, the chief told council the department's trying to slow the number of murders in the city.
We did an analysis to say that if each month is consistent with previous months of previous years, that we could be on pace for 228 murders for this year.
Some on the council say the chief isn't doing enough to change the perception that the city has a problem. This year saw the return of the vice squad, which had been disbanded for a year for retraining and reorganization. A judge has a hearing for Friday to decide if the judge in the Amber Geiger murder trial should be allowed to decide if the DA should be held in contempt of court.
Dallas County Judge Tammy Camp initially wanted District Attorney John Crusoe to appear in her court last month to explain why he should not be held in contempt of court. Camp was upset that Crusoe appeared on a TV station talking about the Geiger murder trial when she had issued a gag order. But just before the hearing, Crusoe moved to have Camp recused, claiming she was biased against him. An outside judge has been brought in, and the hearing has been scheduled for Friday to decide whether Camp should hear the contempt case. Geiger is the police officer convicted of murder in the death of a neighbor at her apartment complex. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Tarrant County Commissioner's Court slaps new regulations on game rooms. Andrew Greenstein has that.
The new regulations include banning game rooms from neighborhoods and prohibiting them from operating near schools or churches. Game rooms are often havens for violent crime, including murders and robberies. Addressing the commissioner's court during public comment that lasted about an hour, commercial landlord Barney Holland said he's fed up with calling police about game rooms, only to be told there's nothing they can do about it.
With all due respect, we're tired of "I'm sorry." It doesn't explain these violent crimes to our employees. "I'm sorry" doesn't explain them to our families.
A Fort Worth police officer told the commissioners that there are about 350 game rooms operating in the city, and 6 murders have taken place in game rooms so far this year. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Sunday's loss to the Vikings had a lot of Cowboy fans frustrated with the gameplay late in the game. Jerry Jones on 105.3 The Fan this morning says, "No problem with the coaching staff and how they called it." When asked if he's disturbed about how the Vikings managed to move the ball so easily against the team's defense.
"I don't know that I have too many weeks regarding the Cowboys that I'm not disturbed. And you think you've got it figured out, and two games later, the defense you face will have had it figured out for you.
He reminds the fans, the Vikings are a good team. Cowboys play Detroit this Sunday. In the meantime, Cowboys cornerback Byron Jones went to Love Field today to make care packs for traveling soldiers. And he's not the only one.
About 40 or so volunteers, some with the USO, some with Dallas Love Field, and many more from Lowe's, met to make over 2,500 care packs, bags full of treats to give to soldiers traveling over the holidays.
Anytime we have the opportunity to come out and support and serve, we want to do that.
Steve Mills, district manager of Lowe's, is a veteran himself, and he wasn't the only one. Rick McPherson served from 2010 to 2017, and he says getting care packages from the USO never failed to brighten his day.
Well, it was such a great experience when I came home from my campaigns overseas, and it was just a warm, wonderful feeling that I received.
Now he says he's happy to return the favor. Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.